Welcome to day 167 of the story that changes everything. Our readings for today are Proverbs chapter 7 through 9. Here's some thoughts to guide your reading for today. Chapter 7 continues the image of the adulterous woman calling out to the young man to join her sexually. The invitation is to come and dine on fine foods, to enter an opulent space, and to participate with her in the depths of sensuality. It is offered as cost-free and risk-free. However, the writer warns that this temptation is a trap, like the kind of trap an animal falls into, ending in death and destruction. Certainly, we can read this text, and perhaps even rightly, as a warning against the dangers of adultery and sensuality. However, it seems that these adulterous images are meant to describe the ways we are lured into the broader bonds of sin and the ways of foolishness. Chapter 8 serves as the contrast to this alluring but dangerous woman in chapter 7. In this chapter, Lady Wisdom stands at the gates of the city crying out to all people to come and to follow her. To follow her and pursue divine wisdom is to find life and the ways that lead others to life. Finding and loving wisdom is more valuable than any treasure. Many scholars view verses 22 through 36 of chapter 8 as the high point of the book of Proverbs, both poetically and theologically. Some even see in these verses the seeds of what eventually become John's great prologue to his gospel, describing Jesus as the incarnation of the divine Logos. The picture of wisdom being present and delighting not only in the orderliness of creation, but in the beauty of the human race, celebrates the divine grain of the universe that's woven into all things. Chapter 9 serves as a conclusion to this opening set of speeches contrasting foolishness and wisdom. The opening verses again imagine Lady Wisdom inviting people to come and dine with her. She will teach the naive ways of understanding. In contrast, the final verses describe Lady Folly calling people to come and drink her stolen water and eat her deceitful food. Unfortunately, the naive who enter there will not find life, but find death. These opening chapters of Proverbs are meant to not just ask the young, but to ask all of us, what voices are we listening to in our life? Few people wake up one day and decide to ruin their life through rebelliousness, addiction, and sin. More often than not, a broken life occurs in small steps of listening to the various voices of temptation and moving further and further away from God's ways of wisdom. This is the paradigm that shapes much of Proverbs, the call to follow the ways of divine wisdom. But what does wisdom look like in everyday life? Those are the kinds of questions the next chapters of Proverbs and the various words of wisdom will try to address. So we get into the daily words of wisdom tomorrow with Proverbs chapters 10 through 12, and we're adding Psalm 74. I'll talk to you tomorrow.